You know, we don't want kings over here.
Oh, yeah.
They got a king over there. We don't want to be like that. We want to have a democracy here. But it sounds like maybe you have more of a democracy than we do, even though you have a king.
I think someone pointed out, I mean, unless you're talking about 5 minutes before the Magna Carta was signed, the king has had absolutely no constitutional power for centuries. Someone was pointing out on Facebook, like, it makes you laugh when they say, oh, it's all these kingdoms. Like, no king of Europe has any constitutional power whatsoever.
King Hussein.
Jordan is in the Middle East. They do. Yeah. But any European Western king.
King Olaf.
No, there's no.
Sweden. Norway. Norway.
Sweden's a queen, isn't it?
I don't know. What do I know?
No, Denmark's a queen. Sweden, it might be.
I don't know, no King Olaf. Magna Carta. I don't even know what those words are.
I know. I thought that was where English came from.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Magna Carta is where.
It's an important document. I know that.
Etched in stone.
Yeah. Magna Carta was essentially the king surrendering most of his power at the sword of the barons.
Oh, yes, of course. We got the Bill of Rights.
Is that your nickname?
That stood up well.
Yeah. And not really working.
Hence America's immaculate record on human rights.
Yeah. Well,
not to be argued.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not holding up well, I guess. Well, that was the history lesson for today. Yeah. Anything else you want
to? Oh, yeah. I wanted to. So I held you off on talking about cacking up this.
Cacking it up.
I think I just got mistaken for homeless in Jewel, which you'll enjoy.
Yeah, I can see that.
I was waiting. I went to a different Jewel and I was waiting. I was like, where the fuck are the hot dogs? I want a dollar hot dog, right? No hot dogs there. And I'm kind of pacing and agitated.
Yes, I can see that, yes.
As, you know, most people who are homeless have mental issues and they can be agitated.
Yes.
So I'm sort of pacing and agitated. And I asked the young lady behind the counter, where are the hot dogs? I might have been a bit, you know, where are the hot dogs?
Did you say,
where are the damn hot dogs?
Do you guys have hot dogs today? Or did you say, where are the hot dogs? That's a different, it's how you ask it. But go ahead.
No, I don't think I said it threateningly, but I sounded a bit off kilter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I might have said, do you guys have hot dogs here? In a way that was like, how do you not have hot dogs? You know? And this old lady behind me was waiting to think. So the lady behind the counter goes, we haven't put them out yet. I go, oh, okay. And then I start walking around the whole bit, thinking, what am I going to do?
Glaring at her.
No, I don't know that.
You're circling the...
I was circling that area.
Staring diamond.
Yeah, because it's like an diggers. Island. It's like a hot dog island,
as
right?
So I'm circling the island like a homeless shark. And I'm wandering...
Homeless shark.
I'm wandering different aisles thinking, okay, what the fuck can I do now?
Like, are you thinking, what else might I eat?
Exactly. So I pick up the pizza puff and I'm like, $4. There's no weight to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I'm looking, and they did have the nuggets out. So I'm
for a dollar?
Yeah, so I'm weighing them, but I can't see it. There's no pricing on it. So I think everyone in the area is like, is this guy's going to snap and just start stuffing chicken nuggets down his trousers or something and then run out? And so I wander back to the counter. And meanwhile, this old lady who has now been served looks at me and she goes,
"They're ready."
No. The old lady who is behind me. The old lady is behind me. She looks at me and she goes, "Do you want a piece of chicken?" Like out of her bag. You know, she's bought one of those bags.
No.
Yeah. And she looks at me and she goes, "Do you want a piece of chicken?"
Oh, you were definitely taken for homeless.
That, I know. Yeah. And I go, No, it's all
you
right.
You thought about it. You're like, I actually do.
Kind of.
Yeah.
And I look at her. I'm like, no. And then she goes, is there anything else like you need or want?
You got 20 bucks?
And that's when I twigged, like, she thinks I'm homeless.
Wait, this lady didn't work at Jewel. She was just
shopper. She's a random, kind old lady.
Wow. Jeez.
And I was like, wow, I got to updo my, I'm going to get my sartorial elegance back.
Well, for anyone listening, you're wearing a pair of trousers, brown trousers, and a black sweatshirt, a nice
gray sweatpants.
Sorry, I thought you were gray sweatpants.
It's called
and,
like it is.
Yeah, and
this jacket
in a Harrington.
This jacket's got like paint all over it and stuff, and I think that really—I definitely get followed in shops walking around.
Yeah,
well, that was the first. It literally was the second question where I twigged. Oh, she thinks I'm.
Is there anything else you need here?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Like, she's don't hurt me. Was the next question, next comment? Well, here's how you used to look. I was going through some pictures. I was building an ofrenda in my house. You know what an ofrenda is? Well, an ofrenda is a Mexican table where you put dead people stuff on it.
Hmm.
And so like anyone that's dead in your life or whatever, you a little table with a little tablecloth there and candles.
Is it Day of the Dead this weekend then?
I think it's Halloween. But the whole month is a celebration of the dead,
yeah, but
I think.
Dia de la Muertos is a definite day.
I think it's maybe the day before or 2 days before Halloween. Anyway, I was going through a box of pictures to find dead people to put on the ofrenda. And I came across this young man wearing none other than a Harrington.
Yes.
The picture of you in your youth. Look at your youth.
And a Charlatans.
What is that? I was trying to figure out what that t-shirt was.
Charlatans.
What's that?
It's a band.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, legendary. Come on, you didn't know that? Jeez.
That band.
Oh, and I got. Remember when I had the stupid sideburns?
Yeah, you had huge sideburns. Mutton chops.
Jeez. Well, I'm dead on the inside.
Your skin looks wonderful in it, though. I don't know if it's the lighting, but like your skin is tight and looks hydrated.
Well,
did you drink more water back then?
No, I was just. It might have been. There's been three times in America where I've dropped 30 pounds. Ching, ching, ching. And that was maybe. I was in the throes of it because I got a definite cheekbone going there. Well, yeah, it's just I'm a fat bastard now.
Nah, I wouldn't say that. Bring that home to your wife and get her all riled up. Heather get all riled. Thinking about
you look like
a young Colin Firth.
I definitely look like a twat, and I'm trying to think who it is.
Who am I missing?
It's like someone from TV or something. Oh
yeah,
my
you
God.
Do look like somebody. I showed it to Christian. I don't know.
God, who is it?
We need to start an Instagram
like
account.
This plays out great on a podcast.
Yeah,
with
great.
No,
right,
that's
old
photos.
We got to start an Instagram account so we can post stuff like this on there and say to our listeners, "Hey,
yeah,
if you want to see what
it.
We're talking about, check
we
out our
it.
Instagram account.
Instagram account.
That's what other podcasts do.
Here's another one. You're in it kind of, but and you're wearing some kind of douchey scarf. It looks like. But did you remember wearing scarves?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, scarves. I don't remember you wearing scarves.
Is it yellow, black, and white?
Yep, it is.
It's my Coventry Bees.
Okay.
Elite champion scarf.
And you're sitting next to another man who's dressed in the latest fashions. Kid Mizey. Kid Mizey. Shout out to Kid Mizey if he's out there listening. Alive, yes, Kid Mizey. You've heard of...
Check with DeRees's.
She would know. She keeps keeps tabs on him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why am I wearing a scarf indoors? That makes no sense.
I don't know. Well, there you go.
Thanks.
So enjoy those pictures of you and your youth.
I didn't realize the Red Lion had a fake portal in it.
Yeah, those were like on a ship. Portals on a ship. You never noticed that?
No.
You're too busy running around.
Yeah.
Taking the
that room wasn't even remotely themed to that.
No, I guess not. All right. Well, you never explained why you had blue cheese down the front of your shirt as well. Does the story go on to where you eat something with blue cheese?
Yeah, I bought one of the little tubs of
blue cheese
nuggets. Yeah.
Oh, you did get the nuggets. So the hot dogs never came out.
The hot dogs never came out, and the woman behind thing was like, after the, do you want some chicken? I turned to her because I asked her for a this year. Now the more I play it through, I turned to her. And I said, can I have a handful of, the fries thing, the wedges they do?
Yeah, yeah, the potato wedges.
I said, can I have a handful of potato wedges? Otherwise, give me £10. And she looked me in the eyes and goes, I can make you a hot dog if you really want one.
You're kidding.
No.
And what did you say? No.
No, because at this point.
You're like
this
Chris Rock in New Jack City asking for like right. A fucking little fruit punch in your hand or whatever.
And then I, she put, but they're always aggressive with them in Jewel. You know, and they always put too much in. So like
it's by the pound. You're paying by the pound.
Yeah, yeah. So for my final homelessness thing, I said, can you take a few of those out, please? There's too many.
Oh my God.
I should have done is got out. What I should have done is got all the money out of my pockets and started counting it. Like,
yeah, all balled up.
And then I could have got that old lady to get me a drink, and
you could have got a free meal.
Yeah, you could have
a total meal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I sent you the picture of the Jewel this week. I was in the Jewel one of these days, and they had it all that day. Hot dogs, everything on the island.
I think it's because I went in early. This is like
it's too early.
11.
Will you go back after to get the hot dogs?
No. The ship has sailed.
How many hot dogs will you get?
Just one.
Okay. Hey, what's that game you wanted to play with him? Put this in American parlance.
Yeah,
it's called American parlance.
Yeah.
So we give him a term and see if he can use it in a sentence?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
I don't know. What's an American term?
Maybe we should have prepped this before.
I didn't really think we were going to do it.
I thought we were going to do our favorite three and worst three.
Of what? Of comedian specials?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we are. We gotta have
reminders.
Off mic meetings.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Follow through on things.
Yeah. I can't think of anything that's just an American term. That
right.
Wow, that bit blows.
Yeah. It wasn't supposed to be a real game.
Oh, I thought it was real.
No, I was just kind of joking around in the group chat.
One of the funniest Americanisms I ever heard was my old lady shout out the window, "You got a lot of nerve, mister." No one in England would ever say that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's uniquely American phrase?
When she said it, I was like, wow.
You got a lot of nerve, mister. Tell her not to be doing that now. Don't be yelling anything at anybody. People are crazy.
Well, it was funny. She used to live in this really old house, and it was clearly going to be a knockdown when everyone moved out. And she stuck her head out the window one day looking out onto the street, and a guy shouts up, "Hey, is that house for sale?"
What'd she say? She
went, "What?" Because she was a renter, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, "Is that house that you're in for sale?" And then she just twigs like, this fucker's just randomly like, "Hey, I could..."
Well, he's looking at the house. He wanted to buy the house.
And that's when she...
That one looks good.
And that's when she comes in, and then she thinks about it for like 5 seconds and then just stuck her head out the window. Cause
no.
You got a lot of nerve, mister.
Oh, that's who she said it to?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought that was a different story. What's wrong with him asking if it's for sale?
You don't just walk up to someone and shout, "Oi, is that house for sale?"
I don't see any problem with that.
It doesn't seem so bad.
Right?
We'll have to drag her in and say, "What really if got some, your goat?" Maybe she doesn't remember.
I was thinking about that. I think we should have a wives show where we bring in our wives or significant other, our common law wives, whatever you want to say, and we bring them in and... yeah, I don't know what we do once we bring them in, but we bring them in.
Figure it out then.
Sit them down here. My wife has a lot to say at home about the show. Well, I'd like her to come on mic and say a few things.
That sounds good.
All right.
Or maybe just my
promising
wife.
A guest wife.
Guest wife, yeah. Guest wife show. All
right. Let's do it.
So I can bring her in at any time and we'll put her on?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Unannounced. Mm-hmm. Here's my wife.
Yep. But
am I under oath to rein it in?
Yeah, oh yeah. You got to rein it in.
See, I don't know.
You don't want to have to rein it in.
I'd rather not rein it in, but...
All right, well,
I feel like most...
Carte blanche.
I feel like most of the thing, the podcast, is me laying landmines
for you.
To stand on.
Yeah, and I'm getting my legs blown off every week. But not anymore. I'm getting wise to it. All right. Well, we got a very special comedian to talk about today. Goes by the name of Andrew Santino, similar name to a man I saw just a few nights ago, Adam Sandler.
Oh.
Are we doing him at the end? Are we doing that at the end or what? Now? Sandler.
Oh, you want to do
a Sandler recap?
Sandler recap? I don't care.
Let's do it now.
Let's do it now. All right.
What happened?
What happened with what? I was supposed to get backstage.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? It was. I don't want to say it was promised to me, but it was really... about a week ago, C.J. Sullivan, who was part of a writing team for Robert Smigel, right, that helped write some material for Smigel for this show. Smigel came on and did The Pope, which was great. He does a great. He did The Bears Guys, as The Pope.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, did you go to the show? You didn't go to the show.
No, no.
And so as part of that, they got tickets, him and Flannery. But they expected to, get tickets and backstage, right? I already had tickets to the show as a super fan. I was sitting up in 300, row one.
What exactly was the show?
The show was called You're My Best Friend. He's doing it every night of the week in a different city.
Smigel is?
No, Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler is.
Yeah, and he brings out all the greats. Sarah Sherman was there to open. She did Speaking of Filthy, a very filthy, filthy act. It didn't really land. I don't know if she...
I mean, isn't Sandler's audience all 50-year-old former frat boys? Like, they're not going to get Sherman.
Yeah. She tried to go really filthy right away, and it didn't really land. She was talking about hemorrhoids and putting things in her vagina.
This was at the UC, right?
This is at the United Center, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were there good video screens?
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, right. Big video screen. You end up watching the screen the whole time anyway. Mm-hmm.
So did Sherman use the video?
She did some video stuff, yeah. Well, what do you mean? Did she show her own videos?
No, did she use... She has this really ultra gross out bit that she did at the Vic.
Where she zooms in on our box?
Yeah, and all this other stuff.
Yeah, some of that, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
She kind of bombed, and then out comes Spade...
Wow, I would have gone for that.
Yeah. Spade, you didn't know who was coming. I think he has different people every show. Spade comes out and does his act. CJ said he phoned it in. He said he didn't really,
I once saw, the only time I ever saw Spade was at a charity thing, and he just phoned it in for 10 minutes until the room was silent. And then he goes, oh, I guess you want me to do proper stuff then, and the audience is sitting there going, yeah, we paid $50 for that. So that's probably what he did then,
similar to that, but he was funny. I thought he was funny. And then Sandler comes out and does about 2 hours of just me, like, there's nobody more comfortable on stage than this guy, right? He just kind of rambles and mumbles and isn't prepared, but, I'm sure he's doing this every night. And then plays songs and brings out, different guests. And I'd never seen him live, so I was excited to see that. Yeah.
You've never seen Adam Sandler live?
Mm-mm.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
As a super fan, I thought you would have several times.
No, I know, yeah. I don't know how much he tours, but yeah. So it was kind of underwhelming, but it was enjoyable.
2 hours is too much.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a little long in the tooth. Anyway, so CJ says...
Oh, sorry, Bill. Can you use that one in a sentence?
What?
Long in the tooth, Mark? Is that an American?
No.
No?
Yeah,
damn it. All right. I guess Bill just did anyway.
Yeah, I just did. Right, so we're going to do it again.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
So then afterwards, so I'm looking at my phone, right? Because CJ's like, if we're going backstage, then it'll be like an after show thing. I'm like, okay. So I keep looking at the phone. The show ends, right? And I'm with my missus. I don't, I told him that I'm with my missus, but, I'll leave her in the dust if need be to get back there. Because I want to get back there and invite Sandler to play in our morning pickup basketball game. Yeah. He's a big basketball
fan,
pickup guy. And he plays wherever, there's a game. So I'm thinking I can get him down there with the boys in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And CJ says, come down. Come down to one. We're outside 122.
And this is during the show?
No, this is after the show. So we come down. I get the missus, And it's him and Vanna down there, right? And no backstage. Now, I don't know what happened, but backstage.
Now, did not So was it only you that didn't get to go in?
No, none of them.
Story.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So that's the Sandler bit, and then and you did a charity event for the Pat Bryce, yeah, this weekend.
Yep.
And that raised a lot of money. They're going to get him a full scholarship, in Pat Bryce's name.
Yeah. Like I said, I wasn't really thinking I was going to have much to do, and then ended up pretty much working all night, which is good by me. That's how I like to be.
Hey, I didn't know much about this Pat McGann comedian. He's quite a comedian, yeah?
Yeah, he's kind of, you know, comedy royalty for Chicago.
Yeah. He is?
Yeah.
How do I not know him? I've never heard of him. Did he ever really perform? You know Pat McGann?
I know the name.
Well, he's a zany. I mean, he was a Zany's House guy and then hit. Sebastian Maniscalco really kind of, strapped him in the Rockets.
He opens for him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that, obviously shitload of exposure, I think, pushed him above and beyond a Chicago base.
I heard he killed.
Yeah.
He did.
Hang on. I'm just trying to think because I was doing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, he went to University of Dayton, and that's where all the money in the room was from.
All Dayton people. Yeah, I heard a lot of flyers. Dayton flyers.
It was kind of funny at the end. So... Dan, Pat's brother, said, I'm going to get all the University of Dayton people on the stage for a picture afterwards. And I'm sitting there thinking, I don't think the Park West is going to like that. But, whatever. A dozen people on the stage ain't going to hurt. So then at the end, they call on the University of Dayton people, hundreds of fucking people going up onto the stage. I mean... 100 minimum.
So the whole place is Dayton people.
Yeah, but I was like, the Park West is definitely not liking this. It was like,
all the people on stage.
It was like Capitol Steps, January 6th. I mean, just like people climbing up.
Yeah.
That kind of made me laugh.
Yeah, they were getting nervous with all those people on stage. Someone's gonna fall off.
Yeah, I mean, it only takes one dipshit to fall off, and great. Now we gotta go to court. Blah blah blah.
Well, it was a big weekend here. I also attended the 24-hour horror movie marathon.
Can't be doing that.
Yeah, it's a weird crowd. The attends a 24-hour horror marathon, as you can imagine.
All male.
Yeah, not a lot of attractive women or women at all. Mm. Not a lot of attractive men. A real underbelly. Of society.
Yeah.
I can't do horror films. They scare the absolute shit out of me.
Have you seen Smile? Christian was saying you would like Smile.
It's great.
Check it out. It's not that bad. It's not that scary. Smile. Check it out today.
It's disturbing.
I mean,
it's disturbing.
Like gore, I can just about get through because that's just so cartoonish and stupid.
Right.
But if it's genuinely going to have me looking behind the curtains and stuff.
This one will mess with you.
Yeah, I'm not fucking doing that then. I've still got Blair Witch Project sealed VHS. I don't know why I even bought it because it was,
Have you seen it?
No. Apparently it's super in your head because there's not really any gore and stuff. It just has you not wanting to go outside.
I wonder if that's one of those ones that only gets in your head if you see it in the theater, though. Because that was the big thing when it came out. Everybody's you got to see it in the theater because it's like, it has to be on the big screen. You have to be totally engrossed in it.
And if you don't know anything about it, then it gets you. But if once it came out and it got all the buzz and everything, people said, what it was about, then it's not.
Right, you had to see it early. Yeah, if you saw it too late,
When I saw it, I was like, this is...
Right, it lost its effect.
Yeah.
I saw it early, though.
You did?
It still had the effect,
And you're probably young.
Oh, yeah.
Reminds me of the Brian Trainum joke. He goes, I don't know why porn gets a bad rap. It's better than horror by a mile. I've never been too scared to go in the basement in case I walk in on a threesome. Good joke. It's got structure. It's a good one. But, the only horror film I can watch is... American Werewolf in London, because it has humor to it, and now I know where to look away.
So you're scared by the effects of the werewolf?
No, the werewolf. I mean,
you look away when he transforms into the werewolf.
No,
or
no,
like
no.
Attack somebody.
No, not that. The bit where the Nazi pigs bust in and machine gun the family.
Yeah,
right? Remember that?
Yeah. That's rough. Yeah.
That one will get you the first time. So I just look away then. But no, I don't watch horror.
That surprises me. Someone with such a deadened soul would not be able to watch horror, right? That
yeah,
surprise
yeah.
you?
It doesn't surprise me though. There's all sorts of like Markisms like that. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Inconsistency.
Right. Or, exactly. Yeah.
Inconsistency is my consistency.
Mm. All right. Well, here we go. We're going to talk about Andrew Santino today.
What were his? He had some nicknames on Wikipedia.
Oh, I didn't do any research on this guy. Somebody, Christian,
yeah,
we know why you chose him.
Why? Why is that?
Because I texted about seeing him on a billboard.
Oh, actually, there's more to it than that. Ah, but damn it, I can't remember the order of it. I think it was like just the day before Borky was texting. Was it you and me, Mark? Like, I keep seeing these advertisements everywhere for this guy all over Wrigleyville. You guys should do your next podcast about this guy, blah, blah, blah. And
who was telling you that?
Borky was.
Oh, okay.
She lives over in Wrigleyville. Well,
yeah,
she lives in Boystown.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, right. And then the very next day is when you texted the same billboard, basically, above Wrigley Field, next to it.
And that was a done deal.
All right. And then remember when I responded, I was like, oh, it's so funny you say that. Funny timing.
Yep.
So what do we know about this guy other than what we learned in the special? He's from Chicago.
I guess he's from Chicago, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is weird because that's who I meant to ask around and say, who knows this
Did
guy?
Did he come through here?
No, definitely didn't. But I kind of get the impression that if you asked a bunch of old Chicago comedians who is this guy, they'd all go, not a fucking clue.
So he never really performed here. Or maybe he did. We just don't know. Well, he's from the city, I think.
He's not from Naperville, so that's some bullshit. That's probably
why. He said he went to LaSalle Elementary School. When LaSalle's in the city.
That's true. He did say that.
Didn't he say that? He said he went to LaSalle, unless there's a LaSalle in Naperville. You know what? That always bothers me. When people say they're from Chicago, but they're from the suburbs.
Yep.
Like if you're on vacation somewhere and be like, oh, we're from Chicago. And I get why they say that. Because it's
the closest relevant place people can geographically identify.
Right.
Well, it says he grew up River North, but then it says graduated from Naperville North High School. So.
Okay, so he probably,
Yeah.
Early years here. Had you ever heard of Andrew Santino before this?
Nope.
No.
No. But when you look, he's got some specials going back 10 years.
People seem to know, about them. At the end of this special, he kind of mentions them and everybody goes, ooh.
But what's interesting is when I went to his website, all his upcoming gigs are casinos.
Really? Like Mohegan Sun, Hard Rock Casino.
Just stuff like that, yeah.
Those kind of places.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, this is called White Noise. Not to be confused with the great book by Don DeLillo, White Noise, and film of recent
also
time.
Also a film, yeah.
Film starring Scarlett Johansson. No, that's not. Adam Driver and.
Oh, that was terrible.
And Greta Gerwig.
Yep. Terrible. And it ends in a song by who? Christian McCann.
Oh, I have no idea.
You didn't
see
it?
I've never seen this movie.
You saw this movie?
Yeah. The one where the car's floating down the river. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
it's interminable.
Yeah.
But it ends in LCD song.
Oh, LCD. Anyway, what so it's called White Noise. But his White Noise, I think, really relates to him being a white supremacist, right? Isn't that what you get from this? That this is white supremacist
comedy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the whole
thinly veiled.
Thinly veiled
white supremacist Andrew Santino.
The whole way through, I was trying to work out whether he was or not, and I honestly, the jury is still out. I know you'll laugh. The jury is still out for me on it.
On him being a white supremacist.
The last bit. The actual white noise tie-in. I got a white noise machine. I got a black machine.
Yes.
Blah 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 blah. I was on the fence with it. I was like, I see what he's doing here. And he presented it well. But this shit's not going to fly, obviously. Not with the ain't gonna fly with your 24-year-old.
Maybe that's why he's playing casinos.
Yes,
I would think
that's a MAGA crowd.
That, that's a casino kind of joke.
I didn't see this set as that MAGA. I definitely think it.
You can't be that MAGA.
It kept tipping up to tiptoeing up to the line.
Yes,
it definitely was doing that.
It was a wink, wink, MAGA.
You think so?
Fucking, I think so. This guy strikes you as otherwise?
I mean, when he wasn't doing race stuff, he was humping the microphone or doing
yeah, lots
some,
of that.
Holy shit. Right. Like, he must have to go he back was? To his, oh, fucking hell, dude. By the end of it, he probably has to ice his pelvis down. Constantly.
Really? That was, I didn't recognize that.
The amount of sexual pantomiming on this special.
It was a lot.
Was off the charts.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get to the, that's when I was starting to look away. You know, like you do with the horror movies. Every time he started,
well, I remember the one bit when he talks about a woman doing fellatio.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
He does it. Think of the other ones.
12 more times.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's humping furniture. He's humping, I mean, just fucking hell.
Well, I turn it on and immediately I don't like the look of him. Right, I don't like
because he's got red hair.
Yeah, I don't like. Well, I don't paint me into a corner here. I like you.
You can say it.
Because he looks like half of Boston.
No, I don't know what it is. It's the beard and the hair, and I don't like his clothes.
Yeah,
I don't like his men's shoes. You don't see a comedian in men's shoes like that.
Yeah, the shoes.
Isn't that weird?
I noticed that too. Like the fake leather sort of looking like hospital shoes.
Yeah, it was like his outfit looked like the airlines lost his luggage.
He does address it at one point. He says, you know, I have red hair, so I can only wear blue, black, and gray. And he says, this is the outfit that I can wear. He said, and I didn't get this joke, actually. I was hoping maybe one of you two did. Then he says, if you ever see me wearing orange or yellow, that means I have cancer.
Yeah, I don't know what that means either.
Right.
Is that
just a shot at cancer patients, I guess.
Scrubs?
No.
That's what I was thinking, scrubs, but scrubs aren't. No. Those are blue, at least. But why would you be wearing scrubs? You'd be wearing a hospital gown, you know.
Well, yeah, hospital gown. Right. I mean, like orange. I thought hospital gowns were orange.
No, the prison jumpsuits are orange. But he didn't say he's going to be in prison.
Yeah. Huh.
So I thought maybe it was because he doesn't give a shit anymore because he's got cancer. Or maybe it's like a make-a-wish thing. Like he's always wanted to wear red. And I was told growing up with red hair that I can't wear red or orange.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was told I cannot wear red or orange shirts. I can't. Yeah, I was told I cannot pull those off.
Were you teased mercilessly for being redheaded?
Like middle school is a lot of teasing for being redheaded. The beginning. Oh,
what
my
are some
God.
Of the teases?
Well, here's what happened. So it's just like everything. I mean, it starts with a simple like carrot top, you know, and like, oh, top of carrots are green, you know, is your big comeback for that. And then
that's a good comeback.
Yeah, thank you. And it just kind of it's just one of those.
Tops of carrots are green.
I thought gingerhead people were an accepted minority in America because in England
you're familiar
it's
with the term.
Infamous, right?
Oh,
the
it is?
English people and gingerhead. Yeah, because ginger is Celtic. And so like one of the first things you know my missus said to me, who she's an American, what's the fucking problem English people have with gingerhead people?
Mm.
It might be more accepted,
Irish,
but
right?
You know, kids will just latch on to anything that you're different.
Yeah.
You know,
anything's
different. Right. And with me, it was just like red hair was an easy target. Yeah. You know, so that was pretty much middle school. And I mean, you get used to it. It's just like anything else. You know, like you get teased for something all the time. Who cares? But then finally around like mid high school, it started going away. You know, people are growing up. They're like, okay, no more low hanging fruit. Like we're going to find more creative ways to take a dig at you. You know what I mean? And so that.
So what did they go to
that
next?
That finally went away. Yeah. I mean, it could have been anything. The clothes, who cares? That finally went away. And then South Park came out with the Kick of Ginger or Gingers Don't Have Souls episode. And I remember that.
And then it all came back.
God damn it. Yep. And it all started all over again. And oh my God. That lasted like another 4 years then. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're handsome.
Hey, thanks so much.
You should try not having hair.
You're a slaphead.
Being a slaphead. Jesus Christ.
But look, in that picture, you get the same amount of hair then. You haven't lost a single hair.
You've always been like that. This happened after that, I think.
Well, I thought that was a solar panel for a sex machine. You ever see that t-shirt?
No.
I'm not bald. It's a solar panel for a sex machine.
Please find that T-shirt.
Oh, I've heard that one before.
Yeah. Oh God, that's great.
Anyway, getting back to Andrew Santino, he leads his. What's his opening sentence? You must have written that down.
Did I? Is it racist to retweet the N-word? Is it racist?
That was the first word of a special, first sentence. I'm like, here we go. Strap yourself in. Scream if you want to go faster.
How do you like it with a comedian? Do you like a comedian to come out? I think, what's her name? Did Schlesinger's. Eliza Schlesinger came out and just boom, right into the bits. Boom. Like, doesn't even say hello to the audience. Or do you like a comedian to come out and kind of amble and ramble and just kind of warm up slowly? I like a slow warm up. I like, hey, what's up?
I like right into it.
Oh, you want right into it?
I like that. Really? I like when the first thing, like, we're going, it's out of the gates.
I like a little warm up. How about you?
I don't want to be messed around.
Okay. I don't know if it's messing around. It's being genuine and honest. Like, hey, what's up? Hey, I'm a little nervous.
Well, I haven't paid you for being genuine and honest. Paid you for jokes, Mr. Funny Man.
Okay. Wow. It's a transaction.
But actually, it leads into a good bit I put.
He had a good bit?
Well, the joke was that it was a... First of all, he says is the N-word, blah, 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 but it was a rapper. And so that's meant to let the steam out of it.
Yep.
But then it turns out to be a white rapper, and he's done a little.
Yeah.
But even though I had to Google.
So did I.
You don't know who Jack Harlow is?
No, yeah, I had to Google.
You don't know who Jack Harlow is?
I could figure it out through context. I was like, oh, it's probably a white guy.
Yeah. No, so I had to Google him, but then I lost a bit of the impact.
He does have a perm, too, as Santino discussed.
I think that's when I decided to Google him, because I was like, hang on.
Yeah, I
want to
see this perm.
What's going on?
Yeah, let's see this. Let's see this head of hair.
So I don't like it. I don't like him doing the, you know, white people versus black people humor. Yeah. I don't like it.
It's a litany of trite.
It's trite, but it's also like, look how daring I am. I'm going to sit. Like, no, don't. Just, I don't like it. And then he says, he has a line, it's like, we all say it. I'm like, what?
Right, yeah, right.
Excuse me? We all say it. And he's like, well, in songs, right? Like when
we sing
all songs.
Sing it.
Like, his whole act is that. It's walking up to the line, saying something like really controversial, and then like just tiptoeing it back, like a wink, wink, like, but not really. Or, you know, which leads me to believe that he really is this racist, misogynist, punching down type of guy in real life. I don't know if he is or not, but the act and how he presents it leads me to believe that he is. He's like, I would say more, but you know, I can't type of guy. You know what I mean? And so I get that the whole way through, and I'm just like, this guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah, you know? He does talk a lot about how much he looks up to his dad, too.
Who's also a racist piece of shit.
Right, and likes getting wasted with them.
Right.
And you don't drink with somebody that's racist unless you're also racist.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, like...
We should put some feelers out in the community.
About whether Andrew Santino's a white supremacist?
Yeah, this guy's got to have some links.
Yeah. I said it last week. I said, you know, sarcastically, we need a MAGA comic. And then you pulled this one out of your back pocket.
Yeah.
And he really is.
Locked and loaded.
So there is a whole cadre of MAGA comics out there probably. Besides Ron White.
Theo Vaughn. He did have a good bit. To interrupt the pylon, the school shootings, where he talks about why isn't it the janitors doing it?
Because
we are all complete dicks to them.
Yeah,
it was okay.
But again, like, I don't make fun of school shootings, right? Like, that's I'm not finding humor in that.
Okay.
Sad. All his jokes are at the expense of marginalized or oppressed people.
Yeah, again, makes sense with the casino tour.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he knows his audience if he's playing casinos.
Let's go through some of the people he took shots at. Black people, brown people, Mexican people, Asians, gays, women, autistic people.
He does use the F word for gays a bunch.
Yep. Who else? Did I miss anybody?
Janitors.
That was just that. So like...
Horses.
Yes,
now,
that's
listen,
right.
If there was a good bit in here, and I think we, and I want to get away from like, well, you had a couple good, yeah, if you have a special, you should, I would hope you'd have a couple good jokes,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah. The sharks versus horses bit was pretty good, right? Where he says like more people die from riding horseback than shark attacks.
Yeah.
That's a nice observation. And it's not punching down on anybody, right?
I just thought it was like contrived.
You thought that was contrived?
No, that isn't. It's a setup for a very contrived bit about hating horses.
Like, yeah. Oh, he hates horses too.
Who hates horses?
Yeah, he hates horses.
Okay. He punches down on them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Drag. Oh yeah, he also went at drag queens.
Well, that I got
people who like Harry Potter. He
I put
them.
Virtue
Disney.
Signaling for that. Yeah. The drag queens bit.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean virtue signaling?
What does that mean?
Like, he was like, I don't give a fuck if you're a drag queen or something.
Yeah, he says he doesn't care. But then he does, like, his cousin's like, you're not going to, no drag queen going to read to my kid.
It's going to read
I don't
book.
Care if you're a drag queen. Right?
If you're looking to catch Andrew Santino sometime soon.
I'm not.
He was at the Punchline San Francisco.
That's not a casino.
The Tempe Improv. But
Spade, that's where Spade cut his teeth.
Yep. But then Horseshoe Hammond, Indiana, Caesars, Windsor, Ontario,
yeah.
Wind Creek, Bethlehem, sounds like one. The what is it? Borgata, Atlantic City. That's gotta be a casino, right? Harrah's, Seven Feathers, got to be a casino, and Wynn Casino, Vegas.
No, I don't want to see any of them. The other
you
thing
get
I didn't
backstage.
Can we get back to piling on? Can we get backstage with them? Do you know anybody at the Hammond Horseshoe? The Horseshoe in Hammond? No?
I don't. No. My horseshoe connections have dried up.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
I
CJ, we went to see Norm one time.
What the fuck was Norm doing it?
He was there.
His horseshoe.
It was fun. It was good.
Huh.
Well, he's a huge gambler. Probably.
Oh, know, yeah, you know. Yeah. I bet he's.
Yeah.
They just pay him. And, yeah, I bet he owed him 10
probably.
Grand.
That's probably why I was there to begin with. The other thing I didn't like about the Santino fellow, he was always bragging about how well he's done in comedy. Did you notice that?
Yeah, it was a little odd.
Right? Like, yeah, I've done well in comedy. I'm touring. I go all over the world. I've made some money. I've had a little success. You know, I'm happy to share it. Buy my niece some stuff because I've had success. It's like...
Yeah, even his final line...
Which was weird.
Wasn't even a joke. It was just, I love doing this for a living. Thank you for coming. Goodbye. It's like, well, yeah.
Yeah, that was the weirdest thing. He doesn't end with a joke. Right. I don't think we've seen that before where... Well, I mean, there's really no joke that even precedes it. It's just, you know... And I thought he was going to end with some kind of,
yeah,
like, fuck
right.
you. Like,
yeah,
final,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Fuck you.
Some sort of turn.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's just like, I'm just really... is, you know, happy to be able to do this, you know, and thank you for coming. Yeah, like you said, like, this guy's a piece of shit.
Okay, so let's talk about an interesting fact. Did you watch the credits?
Sort of.
Did you see who one of the executive
yes.
producers was?
No. Khalil.
Yes, you gotta get go through.
Yeah, if you can guess.
Guess.
Ron White.
We'll do hot or cold.
No.
Cold. Larry the Cable Guy.
Colder.
Donald Trump.
Cold.
Steve Bannon.
Cold.
Okay,
let's give you a clue.
Joseph Stalin Family Trust.
Think of the wide, wide world of sports.
Bob Costas.
No. Nope.
Warmer.
Marv Levy.
Warmer. Right sport.
Magic Johnson.
Oh, Think. Remember when he was think
did how, I say Marv Levy?
How
did I say Marv
is,
Levy?
Think states that have a lot of KKK members, as discussed in Santino's set.
Fuck, I don't know.
Think about how
me on the show trying to guess.
Think about how his antipathy towards horses is somewhat ironic, considering who this executive producer is.
Now,
Bobcat Goldthwait.
Let's put the three clues together. You had the right sport, is football.
Oh, I meant Marv Albert, but
Levy, well, you got lucky football. With that one then. Okay, so football.
Jerry Jones.
Stay with a lot of KKK and horses, but ironic about horses.
What?
So what state might have.
Kentucky, Rand Paul.
Oh.
Strom Thurmond.
We're losing the audience at this point.
This state was just mentioned in the casino talk. You saw Norm MacDonald there one time.
Indiana.
Yes.
John Mellencamp.
Famous Indiana.
Peyton Manning.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. There
you really?
Go. Yeah. Wow. Jesus Christ.
I can't believe we got there.
Maybe I'll just edit from getting there to that.
I don't know. Peyton Manning's a huge racist. But he must be.
All that time in Indiana going to rub off.
Unavoidable.
I just thought he seemed like a bad guy.
Is Do you think it's the actual Peyton Manning, though?
You know what? I was going to look it up before.
Would it be another Peyton Manning?
There could be. No. There's baseball players with crazy names like that.
Andrew Santino. I don't know.
Are the Manning? No, the Mannings are from Tennessee, right?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. But, yeah, a guy from Chicago who's in bed with people from the South is a huge racist.
Hmm.
Right? You know who else this guy? He reminds me of a combination of not his act, but his look. Bill Burr meets Louis C.K.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Together and has a love child.
Yeah.
You're just merging gingers at this point.
Merging gingers.
Yeah.
Is Louis C.K. a ginger? He's a slaphead.
C.K. was originally, yeah.
Yeah, I think he originally.
Yeah.
He's a Polsky.
Before he converted.
C.K. is. Like his real name is something like Shizak.
Yeah,
he's
Polish or something, right?
I had that. Do you remember years ago he put out this really funny video of DVD of just short films? And they were all really good.
CK?
Yeah.
I
gave it away like a tosser. I bet it'd be worth something now.
What you had on DVD?
You know who else was in it? Laura Keitlinger was in it. She's a hot female comedian, right, Bill?
Bill, what do you think about Laura?
Laura Keitlinger.
No, I don't find her be attractive. I love my wife.
To me, Laura Keitlinger is the original, like, wow, she's hot.
Really?
And I met her when she came to the festival a couple of times. An incredibly morose person.
She is, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah.
She is not laughing on the inside. I'll tell you that. And who else was in it? Chips Cooney. Do you remember Chips Cooney, the magician?
He did the festival. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I don't know Zach, but I remember him being at the festival.
Yeah. So they're both in the CK short videos.
Oh, really? Yeah. Chips Cooney.
I gave that away, and I think he was just selling them through his website. You know what I mean? Like, he put a note to you.
This one after he'd been Me Too'd?
No, I was just well before.
Oh,
he was
way
doing 20 years ago.
Oh.
Before he was even the darling. You know, he went through that phase of being the darling of the comedy community.
Yeah.
Before that, even. He had a full head of hair when I bought that.
Really?
And
he had to be a bit of a slaphead.
I bought, his full head.
Not even a bit.
That was the picture on the DVD of him with a full head of hair. CK. But anyway, and then I also bought a copy of Strategic Grill Locations by Mitch Hedberg, who I know is a big favorite of yours.
I don't really care for Mitch Hedberg.
And that was a handmade, a handmade burned CD.
He burned it at his house?
Yeah, and put a little note on it and stuff, and I fucking gave it away.
Well, that could be worth something.
That could be worth something.
Damn. I'd like to see where you have all your shit.
At least you still have the Blair Witch Project. In its original container.
That might be
sealed.
Sealed,
factory
too.
Sealed, right. VHS.
All right, you want to go over any more racist
No,
bits of his.
Let's just get to the bit where whether it's special or not. Bill, is this?
Well, before we do that, yeah. What do you think? I think. Did you think he was take his material aside, which is really just mean material, right? Well, how did he deliver as a comedian? Do you think he had good chops? Just as a comedian, the way he delivered and his command and all that.
To me, he's one of those classics back when you and I were comedy revolutionaries plotting the downfall of comedy in a bar. He's one of those people you look at and go, this is someone who thinks they know what a comedian should sound like and say and blah, 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 but doesn't. And you know there was very good examples of that on the local scene. And he, to me, is someone who has looked at comedians and gone, yep, I know.
All right, I see how to do this.
I see how to do this.
Right.
And then does it.
Yeah.
But you're going, nah, this isn't a love of comedy or this is, that's what I think. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he becomes very successful.
Comedy
and then
by
begrudge
rote.
His success.
By rote, as
yes,
they say.
By rote. Yeah, he seemed like a guy who sold his soul to the devil. You know what I mean?
Especially for all those billboards. That was a big marketing campaign.
Right? There's a lot.
That was like prime location too.
Yeah.
That could not have been cheap.
High rent district.
Did Hulu fund the boards or did he fund them?
No idea.
That'd be interesting to know that. Now, do you have any friends at Clear Channel who can tell us who paid for the boards?
Disney owns Hulu, right? Disney canceled Kimmel at the behest of Trump, right?
Yeah.
Disney is putting this guy out there, mm-hmm. right? You see where I'm going here?
Pushing this
guy. This is all roads lead back to
Disney's frozen head.
Yep. Disney is racist, has always been as shit.
Founded.
Yeah. Horrible shit. Anything coming out of that Disney house is a racist piece of shit.
Anything at all.
Yep.
Mark's playing Candy Crush.
Nope. Mark's looking up Peyton Manning comedy producer. Peyton Manning is a comedy producer through
racist.
His media company, Omaha Productions.
Hey, mm-hmm. He named it after what he said when he would hike the ball.
Yep, Omaha. I hate Peyton
What's
Manning.
Omaha got to do with anything?
He would say Omaha.
Yeah, he would say that.
And then they'd snap the ball to him and they'd throw it.
His cadence. Yeah. It was an audible.
Yes,
Omaha,
right.
Change the play.
I thought he was a popular
He is very
American
popular.
Football player.
Apparently.
Yeah, he's very popular.
What's his politics?
Gotta be right, yeah.
Yeah.
He seems like a right.
All right. Well, I thought of a new way of rating these.
All right.
Like, how many laughs did you give? I gave it 2 laughs and one, like, heavy breath. But now, that's not my review, but I give it 0 laughs. I didn't laugh once. 0.
No, I didn't laugh.
Never laughed. You know why? Because I'm not into racist comedy. I don't like punching down on people with developmental issues. You know?
Is there a thought coming?
I might have laughed, but I think right out of the gate, I sussed out what he was.
Yeah.
And then I was just like,
yep.
Like arms crossed.
Yep.
This is going nowhere.
Let's see if we can get him on. Do you know anyone who can get him on the show?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, I can't think of a link to the guy.
No. Yeah, that's another red flag. Right? Where'd he cut his teeth?
Exactly. Luckily. Well, it says he went to University of Arizona, so I'm guessing he...
MAGA.
Probably went around the old circuit there. All
right, I hated him. He's the worst, one of the worst I've ever seen.
Ooh. Are we going to do the your best 3, worst 3 next week then?
Yeah, sure.
Of series
I'm afraid
one.
Saying this stuff like this, though, he's going to come after me or somehow I can...
He's somehow
going
to
stumble
upon. Let's
bury this episode altogether. Put it in the lost episodes. We need a lost episode.
I haven't been recording this whole time.
Good.
No, it's going out.
Oh, I don't. I don't like putting a strong opinion out there. I'm afraid of the ice and everything.
Oh.
You know, you say anything, you pop your head out at all, they fucking come get you. And this is definitely a MAGA guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and you said
They'll get me.
And you said all that stuff about Disney, Bill
O'Donnell. Said all that stuff about Disney. You got to bury this episode. All right. Finish it up. But
lots of redacting.
This is, if I get like one episode I get to bury, this is the episode.
Well.
I actually liked him. Actually, had a lot of good material, but just, you know, I just was uncomfortable with some of the racial humor.
He did end with a long screed on sex with his wife, which I thought you might have got behind.
Nope. No, I didn't. I didn't like
it
at all.
Behind that,
I did breathe heavy one time, which was almost a laugh when he talked about being in school and like kids make fun of him, like Santino jerks off. That made me laugh.
Yeah.
Hmm. I was like,
that's when he pantomimed. This time he wasn't humping, he was jerking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was a lot of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, Christian, how did you enjoy it?
I don't like seeing any redheads.
You don't
succeed,
like redheads.
So, I give it automatically one stale Jewel chicken nugget.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I give it one $1 Jewel hot dog and a pizza puff.
Pizza.
That's
puff.
A great rating scale. All the stuff from the Jewel. If you give it like four hot dogs, that's huge.
Oh my God, that's the four best Jewel thing you ever saw in your life.
Pizza puff is the food of the gods in Jewel terms.
Yeah,
$4 a pop. There's not even a lot of heft.
Oh, it's
to
just
them.
Sludge.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like sludge and cheese and
chemical right. Sludge.
It's like a hot pocket.
Yeah, it's just heartburn. It's $4 for heartburn.
It's not good for you. The hot dog. Stick to the hot dog. Mark, did you like this program?
The program.
Andrew Santino. His program.
Do I like Santino or do I like this shit?
Both. How many hot dogs do you give Santino? Jewel, $1.
If I if I gave Andrew Santino a hot dog, he'd spend the next 10 minutes pantomime sexing it.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't give him a hot dog at all.
No,
certainly wouldn't.
No
give
Jewel
him
hot dogs.
No hot dogs. No donuts. Nothing that could be that could be humped.
Yeah. All right, we're unanimous.
All right. So we cut now, and then we head to what's Patreon like?
No, wait. We got to say who's.
I got to.
Yeah,
we got to do next.
Who's
week.
Next?
Yeah, before we cut, before the Patreon special episode that we are paid very handsomely for. Next week we will be reviewing Doug Stanhope's 2013 special Beer Hall Putsch.
I must have seen that a couple of times already.
No, you think so? Oh, Bill, I can tell you're thrilled. Bill's got his hands over his eyes.
You talk about hating the players. That's what he's doing.
I thought this would be right up Bill's alley.
Why?
Because it's Doug Stanhope. He's filthy. You love filth.
Listen, this
you're
whole
a dirty
idea
man.
Of me loving filth.
I feel like this is prejudicing the episode even
what?
Before it's even looked
yeah,
at it.
Yeah, right. You're showing your cards already. It's not even next week yet.
Well, I don't like how he treated Pawski. I'll say that.
Who's right? that?
It's Doug Stanhope. Pawski
right,
is...
This is Patreon land.
He did wrong by Pawski. Pawski was part of his whack pack, and then Stanhope cut him loose.
Oh, well, big drama.
Something like
big
that.
Drama
we
to
got,
talk about.
Hey, we got to get Pawski on here. Can we get Pawski in here? No, you don't.
On your fucking on your reconnaissance, yeah.
Okay, I don't know what that is. All right, Doug Stanhope.
Yes.
Maybe I'll like
right.
it.
Maybe you'll like it.
Maybe
I'll
like
You've
it.
Been
you
surprised
I like?
Before.
I want more Caleb Heron.
Heron.
Caleb Heron. Oh, yeah, good. That was it. Are we still on air?
Yeah, we're still recording.
Did this guy turn you straight?
Who? Andrew Santino?
Yeah.
You
had,
no.
You'd no. started to bat.
I'm still bi.
You were switch hitting last week. You were from the other side of the plate.
I said I was bi.
Did this lefty switch you back to the other side of the plate?
This guy? This guy's not a lefty.
Well, okay, he's a righty. Did he switch you back to the
no,
other
side? No, why would he?
I don't know. Okay.
He's a pig.
If anything, he pushed you further in the direction that you were already heading.
Exactly.
Indoctrination.
I'm even more bi now.
Maybe Doug Stanhope will have an effect. We'll find out next week.